The news comes just days after Castor returned from a trip to Cuba. The U.S. representative said she's in contact with authorities, including the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office.
I've also communicated with the U.S. Counsel Office in Havana this morning. We are getting them together to ensure the grandmother can communicate with the Cuban officials in Havana. I've been advised that the Cuban government and the U.S. consul will be meeting later this morning, and I'm going to check back after noon to see what has come of those discussions.
The two young children were allegedly taken from their grandmother's home last week. Their father, Joshua Hacken, is suspected of fleeing with them by boat with his wife. The father lost custody of the children after being found with marijuana, a gun, and a large knife. There were also reports that he and his wife were suicidal. Castor, a Democrat, said the family's well-being is still being investigated.
I have a concern with the travel. Travel there, where do they have enough food? A lot of those questions we've posed, and hopefully be getting an update, and the Sheriff's Department will be receiving an update shortly.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says they're working with the FBI, who is in contact with the U.S. State Department. U.S. Representative Castor said she's confident they'll be returned to the U.S. soon. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.